Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 800-259-9231 as we kick off hour number two of the Tuesday edition. It's Ian here with
and Mark.
Once again, that's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. So, mandatory vaccinations. They exist in a variety of states across the union, and I'm a little bit concerned about it. I mean, I don't have kids, so I'm not as concerned as I would be if I actually had kids. But nonetheless, for those of you out there with kids, I don't know how do you feel about the idea that the government mandates that your kids be shot up with all these vaccines?
Now, I've heard different things as far as it goes on vaccines, but I don't trust them. That's the long and the short of it.
Okay.
Why? I've heard that, A, they use dead viruses in order to make you resistant to these diseases.
Is it dead viruses? I thought a vaccine was a little bit of a live virus, just not enough to actually get you.
I'm certainly no doctor, but I'm gonna go a little farther with this and stick with me.
Okay.
I've heard they use dead viruses. There's absolutely, positively no way you can get the disease from this. And if you look it up online, you'll see that people do get the disease immediately, you know, shortly after getting the vaccination. A few. Very, very few. It's a small percentage. The sickest I've ever been, twice, is from getting a cold vaccination. I swear, the first time I thought it was just, or I guess it was flu vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I thought it was a fluke, so the next year I got another flu vaccination, and I got just is sick, 102.7 degree temperature. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, that is close to death.
It's getting there. And I'm not kidding you. It's the sickest I've ever been. And it was both times was within days after getting a flu vaccination. Are you telling me this is a coincidence? This couldn't have happened? This was a dead virus? I'm sorry. That's what's happened to me. You want me to vaccinate my kids?
No way.
Are you crazy?
Well, it's getting worse. They want more and more vaccines. One's not enough. Two's not enough. They're going to add another one in here. In fact, let me give you the definition of vaccine before we go on from Wikipedia. A vaccine is an antigenic preparation used to produce active immunity to a disease in order to prevent or ameliorate the effects of infection by any natural or wild strain of the organism. The term derives from Edward Jenner's use of cowpox, meaning vacca means cow in Latin, which, when administered to humans, provided them protection against smallpox, which Pasteur and others perpetuated. The process of distributing and administering vaccines is referred to as vaccinations. So, I don't know. I could go in here and find out if they're alive or dead. I think it probably actually depends on what it is they're vaccinating against.
I would suspect
because I'm looking
case.
Here and there's different types of vaccines depending on what it is you're vaccinating against. But here's the latest news out of Michigan, which is why I bring this up. From the AP, Michigan girls entering the sixth grade next year would have to be vaccinated against
the HPV
virus. Cervical cancer under legislation back Tuesday by a bipartisan group of female lawmakers. The legislation is the first of its kind in the United States, said one of their legislators. The vaccine was approved by the FDA in June for use in girls and women and has been hailed as a breakthrough in cancer prevention. And maybe it is. As far as I know, maybe this is the greatest thing since sliced bread as far as vaccines are concerned. Maybe it really is going to prevent people from getting the human papilloma virus.
And
which
spreading
can cause,
it throughout the middle school.
Which can cause cervical cancer and genital warts.
You see, the thing is, this is the HPV virus, the human papilloma virus or whatever that they're talking about.
Yes.
It's only spread one way.
Sex.
Hopefully they're not doing that in the halls of the middle school. The school has no business getting involved here.
They're trying to protect the kids here, Mark. We're trying to save lives.
Let's lock them all in little cells. Give them straitjackets so they can't cut their own eyes out.
The American Cancer Society estimates 9,700 women nationwide will be diagnosed with cervical cancer in 2006, and of those, 3,700 will die. According to, again, the bureaucrat that proposed the idea, or the elected bureaucrat, quote, "We believe we can save the lives of these girls." Some conservatives around the country have expressed a concern that schools would make the vaccine a requirement for enrollment. They've argued that requiring the vaccine would infringe on parents' rights and send a message that underage sex is okay. Now, we've actually addressed this issue from two different perspectives now at this point. When the news came out that the vaccine was approved, we talked about how the conservatives were all upset because it's the FDA is approving of underage sex or whatever their claim is, which is just ludicrous, of course. If it's an individual deciding to get a vaccine done, there's no approval or disapproval of underage sex. It's just an individual choosing, or parents and a child choosing, to go through with this in order to help protect them, perhaps, in the future. It crosses the line, though, into the other... We're going to cross the line in the other side, Free Talk Live attacking the other side of it, when they mandate these things. If I'm fine with it. If you do it on your own, you decide on your own as a couple or as a parent to have this happen with your child, once it's the government that's mandating it, then I'm going to oppose it, because that's a problem.
I'm absolutely opposing it, because, unfortunately, it's my belief... That doesn't make it right, it doesn't make it wrong, it doesn't make it backed up by science, but it's my belief that you're probably going to give somebody HPV by doing this. HPV, not terribly dangerous, really. Many, many people have, I guess 60% of the United States population has HPV. Very few of them get cervical cancer. It's certainly on the rise. But it's ridiculous that the school is mandating this. Now, why can't, if these bureaucrats, this school board or whatever, whatever legislative body is
it's
deciding
the state
this.
Of Michigan.
Whoever it is, why don't they just say, we would like parents to have the opportunity to choose. We'll facilitate that opportunity by allowing clinics, doctors to set up clinics at the school where kids can choose to get the HPV virus shot. I mean, that it seems like a middle ground.
The middle ground, yeah.
You're bringing them right there. You're delivering the children to the place, and I don't know what it costs, but maybe they were paying for it previously. Maybe they weren't paying for it.
I have the answer.
Oh my God, it's not going to be good.
Take a guess. How much does it cost to be vaccinated for HPV?
If the government's paying for it, if a person's paying for it,
it doesn't make it clear.
Then it must be the government, and I'm going to say over $100 a person.
$360.
Okay.
It's actually a three-shot vaccination.
By the way, if it's for one person, I bet it's below $50.
You mean if it's bought on the marketplace, you mean?
Yep.
Perhaps. It's a three-shot vaccination, and I don't know if that means that you have to get the three shots over a time span. I don't know.
Yes, absolutely.
Or all at once. So
that's how it works with the hepatitis vaccinations. So
and
get it over.
The government elected bureaucrat in this case says, well, most Michigan employers will cover the vaccine. So pawn it off on Michigan's employers.
Right.
Make it so they have to cover the cost and then raise all their prices and to make up for it. And said uninsured girls could be covered through the federal government's Vaccines for Children program. So if you don't have insurance, parents, and you live in Michigan, then, well, it'd be easy. Get on welfare. I mean, that's the solution
that's
for
it.
Everything, according to this person.
You know,
sign up. It's a federal trough.
Your self-worth means nothing to us. You're just going to have to go on welfare. And, of course, the prices are boosted up because the insurance companies are forced to pay for it, and the employers are forced.
Right.
And it has to go through all kinds of paperwork and all that. You know, if people were just paying dollars out of their pockets for these vaccinations.
Those who were concerned about it, too. Because, again, this can be totally avoided, right, if you are sexually safe. I mean, the suggestion here is that kids are so stupid, and I know some of them are pretty stupid because they're kids. Just if you're a kid, get over it. You'll realize what I'm talking about in another decade. But, yeah, the government is essentially saying, okay, every single kid is stupid or at risk of being really stupid, so we're going to do what it takes to prevent them from making mistakes in their life. That's what they're saying, at the cost of $360 per female student. And I think it's absolutely outrageous.
It's crazy.
If you've got some thoughts on this, 800-259-9231, that is the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Do you think that this program is going in the right direction? I know we have people listening in Michigan right now. You're listening live up there in Petoskey. Do you think that this is a good idea? Do you think that it's the government's responsibility to step in and take control of what was a parent's responsibility? What was, up until this law is going to be passed, was a parent's responsibility to decide whether or not their children receive certain vaccines. And if it's going to be mandatory that your female children get this vaccine before they go into sixth grade, what's going to happen if you refuse? What's going to happen to the parents that say, no, I don't want my child to have this vaccine. They're going to prevent them from going to school, but the law says you have to send your kids to school unless you're sending them to a private school or homeschooling. What if you don't, what if you don't have time to homeschool, and what if you can't afford the private school because the property taxes are too much? Are they going to come arrest you? More's on the way. Forced vaccinations? More's on the way. Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Coming this August through October, the Models of Excellence series, airing on CNN and the Discovery Channel, will be featuring segments on innovative home-based business solutions. Many companies were considered, but only one company made the final cut. The company that was chosen above and beyond the rest is the same company that you've been hearing about for months here on GCN. www.didyourobbillgates.com. This home-based business has changed the lives of many people worldwide by allowing economic freedom never thought possible. Through a combination of advanced technology and professional follow-up conducted by an in-house staff, all of the prospecting, presenting, and personal follow-up is done for you. Seem too good to be true? Well, think again. Check your local listings for CNN and the Discovery Channel special on this great program and see for yourself what a life-changing experience this can be. Would you like more information right now? Just visit www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how easy it is to start today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, where we've got archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, and there's lots of moments every week, we do 18 hours of show per week, six live nights, Monday through Saturday, from 7 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern. That's when you can listen live. But if you miss a moment, go to the front page of freetalklive.com and just download them. In fact, we've got an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for free at freetalklive.com. We go straight to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, sir. What's up?
the religious exemption, man. That's what you tell them if you don't want your kid or getting a vaccination, or you don't want to get a vaccination. You tell them you want to fill out the religious exemption form.
You know, I know that works. It does work, but it's a shame that I'm required to lie in order to not get my kid.
Well, no, you believe that. You don't need, you know, you don't want it. You believe that it's no good.
You have an anti-vaccine religion.
Part of your religion, ain't it?
It's not really. My religion's pretty
if
simple.
If you believe it, that's a religion, no?
I guess.
Because what is religion,
make a good case.
He does make a good case.
Very good, Dave. And then they got these vaccinations for smokers, man. That scares me, man.
What
other kind of vaccinations they got going?
You talking about the smoking shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got like...
That's not the same thing. Not the same thing. The smoking shot, I know about that because my old girlfriend had that.
Then they're messing with your brain.
Well, here's what they're doing there, Dave. It's pretty simple. Essentially, when you are a smoker, you're addicted to nicotine, and so when you quit, if you were to quit cold turkey, your body goes through withdrawals. And so what the smoking shot does is it suppresses the symptoms of those withdrawals.
It's not a vaccination.
It's not a vaccination.
Then it's false advertising.
I've never heard it advertised as a vaccine.
That's what they're calling it, a smoking vaccine. You know, they have a vaccination to stop you from smoking.
Must be a Montana thing, because where we come from down in Florida, they call it the smoking shot. But anyway, they're not a sponsor. I don't know of any, I'm not promoting a specific business. There are a variety of these shots being offered, but they really did a great job suppressing
then all these pills you could take to shut off reality, you know. To keep you like a robot, you know.
Yeah, that much is true. Dave, thanks for the call. We appreciate it as always. 1-800-259-9231. Don't take pills or you'll be like a robot.
Well,
look out.
Some pills will make you more like a robot than others. If you're popping lore tabs all the time, and it might affect your personality.
By the way, I just so you know, I wanted to get it out there. You were curious, Mark, about the different types of vaccines. I had a chance to pick it apart a little bit here. Wikipedia, there's four types of traditional vaccines. Inactivated. These are previously virulent microorganisms that have been killed with chemicals or with heat. And then they say some examples of that would be flu, cholera, bubonic plague, and hepatitis A. Most such vaccines may have incomplete or short-lived immune responses and are likely to require booster shots. So maybe you got one where they didn't kill everything.
It said a short-lived?
Yeah.
I mean, it was days. Days.
Live and attenuated. These are live microorganisms that have been cultivated under conditions which disable their virulent properties. They typically provoke more durable immunological responses and are the preferred type for healthy adults. Examples include yellow fever, measles, rubella, and the mumps. So it's possible that, I don't know, it says here that the flu vaccines are typically inactivated, but I suppose if you combine that with the fact that they prefer live vaccines for healthy adults, maybe you did get a live flu shot. I don't know. Then there's also toxoids. These are inactivated toxic compounds from microorganisms. In cases where these, rather than the microorganism itself, causes illness, some of those examples are tetanus and diphtheria. Finally, subunit. Rather than introducing a whole inactivated or attenuated microorganism to an immune system, a fragment of it can create an immune response. Characteristic example is the subunit vaccine against HBV that is composed of only the surface proteins of the virus.
HBV?
It says HBV here. Maybe they mean HPV.
Maybe.
So there you go. Now you know more about vaccines than you'd ever known in the past. 1-800-259-9231.
I'm not sure I know any more than I knew in the past.
9231. Well, you know, at the very least, there's inactive, there's live, and then there's partials and then toxic compounds. All right, so now that we've learned a little something, let's move to the email box, Mark. What have you got for us?
Well, I have an email that I've been kind of holding till we had an evening where I could really lay it on you.
All right.
So here it goes. From Tyler. Why anarcho-capitalism is the death of liberty?
Anarcho-capitalism meaning the what? How would you define it?
How would I define anarcho-capitalism? Yeah. Essentially, no law, really. Not no law
That's
in
not
a
true.
Chaotic sense. Well, I guess
there would be private law.
No coercive law.
Okay.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
No monopolistic law.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that. There would probably be laws through contracts and that kind of thing. And I don't know. It's difficult for me to imagine it all holding together, but...
Anarcho-capitalism is essentially the government going away and being replaced by a market-based society. That's why I like to call it the free market instead. But go ahead.
I tend to agree with, according to Tyler, I tend to agree with your minarchist... He's speaking to me. I tend to agree with your minarchist approach to libertarianism as opposed to Ian's anarcho-capitalist libertarianism. You have no doubt heard the objections to anarcho-capitalism I raise here many times before, but perhaps I can present them in a way which might cause you to reconsider their validity. I believe the only proper role of any government is that of a protectorate of the people. That is to say, the government should only be in the business of protecting citizens and their property from the aggression of others.
I've certainly heard that before, and it's nice. It's a nice thing to say.
That's what I believe, too.
But I've never seen it happen.
The government should have no place in regulating trade, education, or the health of its citizens.
Okay.
That said, I cannot bring myself to accept that protection can adequately be provided by private and competing defense agencies.
So when he says protection, he's talking about protection of your physical being, as opposed to, say, the people in Michigan who are trying to protect young girls from getting the HPV virus. Now we're going to talk about, who's going to define protection? What is to be protected?
The word protection is definitely a slippery slope when it comes to laws and constitutions and things like that.
And when you put people in search of power into the role of he who defines protection, all of a sudden that definition just widens and widens and widens, and now we're protecting people from not having an income via our unemployment paychecks, and we're protecting people from not having money when they retire via Social Security. We're protecting, Mark!
If you want your freedoms, you have to be vigilant about protecting them, okay? And that's just the way that is. And we haven't been as vigilant as we were supposed to.
That much is true. I agree. I'm going to agree with a lot of this, I'm sure.
To completely abolish the central government would be to create a power void that some would simply find too tempting to fill. You can throw around phrases such as the mandate of the people, but power and control invariably boils down to who has the most guns.
Okay.
What would exist to stop a...
If that was true, then why don't we control the government? Because there's a lot of people with guns out here. It's just that we're not organized.
There is no we.
Okay.
We doesn't exist. What would exist to stop a defense agency that has grown large enough to simply eliminate the competition through force and then proceed to impose its will upon the people? You might counter by saying that the United States military could easily achieve the same thing. After all, they are the mightiest single organization out there.
Let's address it, because that's a good question.
There's a little more to this paragraph.
What if a defense agency, a privately run defense agency, grows so large that it crushes the competition? What if? We will explore, and you can provide your answers as well. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports: U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Call free number 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site's totally free, the wiki included. Over 800 pages there, created by you. Well, those of you who are listening to the show. In fact, all of the content on the wiki has been created by our listeners, and you can go in and add to it, change it, delete from it if you want. wiki.freetalklive.com is the place to go to
get it. It's a smaller subset of listeners called the people that have set up the wiki.
Yes, the wiki people. Wiki people. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Quick insertion, quick correction, I guess. Quick email from Dave. I'm against forced vaccination, of course, but I believe what happened to Mark, although I'm not a doctor, but a friend immunologist told me this, was not the alive virus, but his fever was caused by his body's immune system. You were talking earlier about how you were injected with a flu shot, and then you just had the worst sickness you'd ever had. He says,
for 3 days.
Dave says, this is what gives you fever. The vaccine is made of virus proteins, usually, and they cannot be revived. The problem with vaccines is more with the filler chemicals they put in it, preservatives like mercury and thimerosal in particular, which caused millions of autistic children, so he claims.
Hmm.
So he's saying that it's just your body's natural response to go through all that. But do most people who have the flu shots go through that?
I asked all the people that took the flu shots. None of them had gotten sick.
Hmm.
That's the reason I took it again.
Just to make sure.
Yeah, the next year I did it again, and it did the same thing to me.
Amazing. Some sort of weakness maybe in your immune system.
Yeah, I know better than to inject myself with mercury.
That'd be the last time you did that, huh? Let's go to the...
No more vaccinations for me.
Let's get to that last question in that, and then we're going to go to the phones here. But the first, your last question in the email that you were reading,
all right,
Mark.
After all, the United States military is the mightiest single organization out there. If enough members of the military wished it, they could proceed to throw a military coup d'etat and eliminate what remains of the American liberty by establishing a military dictatorship.
And his earlier question was, well, what would happen? We're talking about this anarcho-capitalistic society, the free market, where protection services are provided on a market basis by individuals and companies that are contracting with other individuals and companies to provide those people and groups with protection services.
Right, and he's explaining why... anarcho-capitalism is in the death of anarchy, or excuse me, the death of liberty, as he says.
And he's suggesting that a protection agency could get to the point where it's so large and so powerful they could just crush all of the competition with violence and take over the country. And unfortunately, he's just not applying the rules of the economy, the rules of the free market to this. He's sort of imagining, I think, that it would exist in a government-like sort of reality. But in fact, if a company started getting so big that it had the ability to crush other companies in that way, then that would mean that it's so large because it has the blessings of thousands and thousands of clients from around the country, therefore meaning that, you know, they continue to pay into these policies. As soon as it becomes violent... As soon as it starts stepping outside of its boundaries that it had for itself up until that point, as soon as it changes from a protection agency into a threat, then at that point, a lot of people are going to cancel their coverage. The money supply for that company is going to dry right up because in the free market, protection agencies aren't going to get to do what government does today. Government, not only is it the police,
let's get into it after the call.
You could just hold off for a moment. Because the calls in relation to this.
Into all that.
Great. Anyway, the government has the ability to coin money as well, which means that it has the printing press to back up all of its purchases of firearms and things and soldiers and the things that it needs to crush people. Well, the private agency wouldn't have that ability, and I'd like to see how he addresses it. But first, we're going to Fred in Montana.
There are certainly times in our history where we where the government didn't have a printing press, and they only had gold money, and they still fought wars.
They fought wars, okay.
But you're claiming that this is, and the fact that they can't print money is just the reason why they wouldn't fight wars.
I'm saying that they would run out of money, okay? And the government also was taxing people for wars back then as well. Let's go to Fred in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
We haven't had a free market in this country in many, many years.
No, we haven't.
Because of affirmative action. I mean, you look at affirmative action. Look at the minimum wage. Look at all the other laws they passed, which are all fascist. We are a totally fascist country.
I don't know. We're more fascist socialist. It's kind of a weird combo in there. But
well, fascism is when you own your company, but the government regulates you to death.
Sure. And socialism,
that's what fascism is.
And socialism is where the money is spread around by a centralized redistribution agency.
Well, socialism and communism is where... More or less the country. Well, I don't know. Anyway,
it's a good mix of both. But go ahead, sir.
But getting back to who's, you know, the role of government in protecting, right?
Mm-hmm. So-called.
Before the Civil Rights Bill of 64, the role of government was to protect this country from foreign invaders. Since the Civil Rights Bill of 64, it has assumed the role to protect predominantly the women, the blacks, and all that crap, right? Okay, now, before 1964... It was the role of men to protect the women, especially my wife and my daughters. Your job is not to protect my daughter and my wife. It's my job as a male to protect my wife and my daughter. I don't want you protecting my wife and my daughter. You know what I'm trying to say?
I see where you're going.
I see what you're saying, Fred, and I really don't agree. I mean, we took over the Philippines and started our empire building in the late 1800s.
Agree with me, you know. I'm sorry, I'm 65 years old, and I know what it was like. You guys are too young to realize you weren't even born when the Civil Rights Bill was probably passed.
You're right about the Civil Rights Bill. Neither one of us was born then.
Okay, now I got to say.
I'm not sure that makes a point.
It wasn't government's job to protect my family. It was my job. And this is why the men had the jobs and the women stayed home and raised the children. Because it was the man's job. He's the one that took the responsibility of debt. Of buying the house, buying the car, buying the washer and dryer, the refrigerator, and all the other crap you need to run a house. All, you know what I'm trying to say?
Sure.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But the government
has
eliminated the man from the family under the Civil Rights Bill 64.
What are you talking
about? Civil Rights Bill 64. Let me explain it real fast.
I don't think it's the Civil Rights Bill. More Johnson's Great Society.
The Civil Rights Bill was passed under Johnson's Great Society. Sorry
Johnson
about that.
Was president in 64? That was Nixon in 64, wasn't it?
No, Nixon was, Nixon was 74.
Oh, okay.
More like 72.
All right. Anyway, the Civil Rights Bill of 64, what it did was, before the Civil Rights Bill of 64, the family was one monetary unit. The Civil Rights Bill of 64 broke everybody into a monetary unit. Now, I'm a monetary unit, my wife's a monetary unit, my children are a monetary unit. This is when they start to, this is when the schools start to tell the kids, if your parents hit you, you can sue them. This is when the divorce rate skyrocketed because the women were now protected by the federal government.
Hmm.
And the divorce rate just started to skyrocket. I wrote a 4,000-word essay on this subject, and I can't get nobody to read it.
Well, now, 4,000 words, I mean, that's a long essay.
Yeah,
maybe you should
I can't
it down
get nobody to,
a to
read it. Yeah, it's totally ridiculous, you know, because nobody wants to nobody
what do you
wants
want?
To
what's your end
problem.
Game here? I mean, what do you want? Do you want it to go back to where...
I want to go back to this country where we were a country, when the family meant something. Right now, the family don't mean squat. We have a divorce rate in the United States of close to 59%.
But wait, why is that? What does that have? How does that reflect poorly on the
because
family?
Because women don't
something?
Need a man anymore. She can go out with affirmative action. She can go out and get a job. You know, the money she
affirmative
makes.
Affirmative action.
Her.
Wait a minute. Wait. Let's just stick that. Let's stick to women and men here instead of bringing anybody else into it. But
affirmative
how
action
is it that a woman would have been prevented from getting a job before the civil rights bill?
It wasn't, but the thing of it was the women had more of a nurturing thing to stay home and take care of their children.
They still
now
have that.
They
still have that. In fact, if you look at polls and you look at the numbers, overwhelming majorities of women still want to stay home and take care of the family.
I say 90% of the women in the United States would give up their children before they give up their car. Before 1967,
you don't know 90% of the women. What do you base that on?
Before 1974, the average family had one car. One car.
Yeah.
It was called the family car.
Thank goodness American families are rich enough to have two now.
Yeah.
Oh, they're rich, but who's home raising the kids?
I don't know. It's up to the family. We had one guy call in last week saying he wanted to stay at home. If he wants to stay at home, he should be able to stay at home. Let the individuals decide, Fred. And by the way, thanks for the call. Thank you. And I don't think it's going to go back. To the way that he wanted it to go back to, unless it's done on a voluntary basis. We can explore this a little more coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down. Way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
By the way, we could use your vote right now at vote.freetalklive.com. You go there, it takes you less than a minute to cast your vote for the show, and it's very valuable to us. I mean, it's free, it's easy, simple, quick. Vote.freetalklive.com. Because of those of you who have voted so far this month, we're currently ranked at the number 3 position mm-hmm. in the Podcast Alley top 10 podcasts in the world. So not only are we a radio show, but we're also a podcast, and thanks to you, one of the most popular. So go and vote at vote.freetalklive.com. If you've yet to do it, if you've already done it this month, well, then accept our sincerest thanks. Vote.
And get out there and get your friends to do it, too.
That'll help, too, yeah. Vote.freetalklive.com. But you can't do it all from the same house. Because it's IP checked, so you have to do it from different locations if your friends are going to be doing
That's
it.
That's correct.
All right, so we were talking with Fred a moment ago in Montana about this idea that the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and you checked, by the way, Johnson was elected in 64 and took office in 65, right?
Right.
So the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was what has destroyed the family, and he wants it to go back to to where the man was the household earner and women stay home and take care of babies. And I think it's like a fantasy of his, obviously, that this is going to happen, because it's not bloody likely to actually occur to where all of a sudden every woman in America decides that they want to go back into the home and take care of babies. It's just
I think some would like to do that and some would rather not.
Nor am I sure what the Civil Rights Act, how the Civil Rights Act was a factor there. There was certainly the Women's Lib movement that was popular back then, though. As I pointed out, even today, after decades of the women's lib, most women still want to stay home and take care of the family. That's what they want.
I think they do want the property rights they've been afforded, though. There were times when in our country's history when women couldn't own property.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's not good.
So, yeah, I'm glad that that has expanded. I'm not suggesting for a moment we go back in time to where everybody had one car as Fred was reminiscing about, and I think you made a great point, though we're short on time, that wealth has increased. You know, we have the ability to have two cars now. And I think it's nice
debt
having...
Debt has increased.
yeah, well, that much is true as well. I mean, there's obviously a set of problems here, but I don't think the fact that women can go out and get jobs is a problem at all. Let them make their own decisions. If you don't want to be with a woman like that, Fred, don't be with a woman like that. Find one of them that wants to stay home and take care of kids. There's still plenty of them out there.
I think Fred's probably found his women in his life. He's 65.
I understand that. In which case, why does he pine so much over this?
Maybe times were simpler.
He's writing 4,000-word essays about it.
Well, good.
I guess you got to have something to do when you're 65, right?
Good.
All right. Let's continue with the phone calls. Brent in Kansas City, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind, Brent?
Well, I want to ask Mark a couple of questions.
Yes,
go right ahead.
Well, first of all,
I guess let's start with the police, since you like the military and the police, right?
Well, I think we need them. Go ahead.
Well, you think that they're necessary.
Right.
What do you think the police protect you from?
Robbers, murderers, rapists.
Okay. Do you think that the kind of person who, say, well, first of all, they don't really protect you from that. They clean up the mess later.
As Mark, by the way, actually admitted earlier in this very show, but go ahead.
Okay.
Well, and at the same time, the idea of the police is what keeps people from running amok. I mean,
no, it's not.
It is.
Do you really think that the kind of person who would club somebody over the head for the $50 in his wallet is not going to do it because the police say they're not supposed to?
Are you telling me that you don't think that there are murders prevented in America because people believe that they will go to jail if they do it?
I think that the reason I don't murder anybody is because it would be wrong. I think the vast, vast majority of people don't murder other people because they know that it would be wrong to do so, not because they're afraid of going to jail.
In fact,
the kind of person who is willing to murder another person is probably not worried.
Every person is willing to murder another person. Humans are carnivorous animals, my friend. They kill. It's my job as a male to destroy things. That's all we're here for.
Maybe you're a more violent person than I. But,
that's what a male is for, to go out and kill animals and to kill other males that are attacking his women.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen today, Mark. Most murders are heat of passion.
That doesn't change the fact that males are, you know, testosterone is a killing drug.
Besides, anybody who wanted to murder somebody else could just easily do a little bit of research and discover that most murders go unsolved, and they could probably murder with relative impunity.
I doubt that you're going to get caught, just as they caught the guy in Arizona.
Did they catch the guy in Arizona?
One of them, I believe.
Has he admitted to it? Has he admitted to it?
Not at this point.
Well, then they haven't caught the guy in Arizona. They've caught a guy and charged him with a crime. He's not guilty yet until proven so. Go ahead, Brent.
Well, I really think that Mark is kind of overblowing this idea that people want to kill each other. For instance, Mark, would you just go around wantonly killing people because you could?
I think that there are people that I have wanted to kill in my life that I might very well have killed if I didn't have laws stopping me.
Really? The factor that they might have had a gun on them might not have factored in?
Sure, that would have been a big factor, but the chances are good that they wouldn't have, because we have a police state.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I contend that if you have an armed citizenry, which we don't right now, but if we didn't have a government, I would certainly walk around with a gun on my hip every day.
I'm all for an armed citizenry, and if I believe without a police force that the chances are good that he who draws first is the one who lives.
There you go,
that's
Brent.
Probably
anything
true
else?
In a situation, like I said, where somebody's willing to kill you for $50. Because, I mean, a lot of, you know, there's murders where somebody really hates somebody. They really hate somebody and they want to kill that person. You know, there's murders like that, and then there's a lot of things where somebody gets clubbed over the head for whatever's in the cash drawer at a convenience store. You know, living in Kansas City, a lot of the murders in Kansas City are because drugs are illegal, and obviously all the violence that comes with that. But, and then there's a lot of murders in Kansas City that are basically because, you know, somebody wanted somebody's wallet. Somebody wanted somebody's money from the cash drawer. And I think most of those murders would happen whether or not there's a police force.
That might be true, but also a lot of the people that are stealing money are stealing it for drugs, so drugs are probably just a huge factor. And we would all agree, that if we ended the war on drugs, violent crime in America would drop precipitously.
Yeah, drop like a rock.
There's no doubt about that. And I think that on your side of the coin, Brent, if we were to get rid of the police and more people were to be armed, I think that would have a cooling effect on whatever violence remained, plus the fact that, and you don't necessarily need to get rid of government police to have this, but you would definitely have it in a free market situation, and that is restitution, in that if you harm someone or bring harm to someone, then you're going to be paying the price. Instead of just sitting in a jail cell rotting, you'll have to make that person, the person or the victim's family, as whole as you possibly can, and that's a huge deterrent towards violent crime as well. Brent, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Lee in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Lee.
Hello.
Hey, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I am. Well, that's good. I was talking to my employee. Yeah, I was on the road, but I got back. I needed to comment on this child thing, getting them shots and everything.
Yeah, forced vaccinations.
Yes, I know. My oldest boy... my wife and I were brought up in a faith that you didn't have to go to the doctor. I didn't have a shot till I was 28, my first tetanus shot. But, perfectly fine. Well, maybe not. But anyway, our son, when he was 3, couldn't go to, like, tap dance class and preschool and all that good stuff.
Right.
He didn't have a shot, so she belonged to what was called the Mother Church, had the documentation, and so we claimed that religious stuff. That didn't fly.
Really? The religious exemption didn't work?
Oh, and then kindergarten didn't fly.
Wow.
No, they called me at work and made me come pick him up.
Really?
Because his shots weren't current.
What happened?
I finally, talked to the in-laws of my mother, and they said, it doesn't matter. Let him get the shots, it's irrelevant. You've gone to the doctor when you broke your nose. You've gone to the doctor when you chopped your finger off.
I see.
There's times and places to do it. It won't matter.
So you caved
it's
in.
It's not that they hate doctors. It's just that, we'd rather do it ourselves type program.
Sure. Sure.
And
that's good. I mean, at least you're not the nutty types that are totally swearing off medical care. I mean, because those people, it's just sad what happens to their kids.
They hate that. I don't... Actually, they never use that word, but I'm not a real good practitioner because I do nicotine, but... Well, that's one of the things you're not supposed to do. But,
in your religion? What's your religion called?
Well, I'm not a practicer, but it was Christian Science.
Christian Science.
Yeah, Christian Science guys.
What is scientific about Christian Science?
It's the science of doing the overall world and the pictures of what he's trying to relate.
Like science to me.
Well,
it seems to me
to relate, What is the Bible trying to relate to you in a slash Christian and a science slash Methodist? It's an explanation. It's not so much a religion as an explanation.
Guys, Lee, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. It seems like Christianity and science don't mix too well.
Well, he probably didn't have a chance to prepare what
Hour
Christian science
three
was
is
for.
On the way. You take control. Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.